I have a question for you, Mr. Sabatino.
Yes, sir.
I wonder if anyone notices how much technology is the catalyst for infringement of our Fourth Amendment rights. He's counting one, two, three, four.
Right.
No, technology allows and encourages governments and businesses to eavesdrop on the average citizen's personal information, and we never really think about it. Technology has allowed that.
You're correct, and I also think it's impinging upon individuals to be responsible for how they deal with that, and I think in many ways we have allowed. Many people have allowed the system to control their actions. Does that make sense to you?
Well, it does. But I mean, today, everything that we deem personal from our phones and our tablets and our computers is in this thing called the cloud?
Yes.
Okay. Years ago, that same kind of information would have been put into a box in a closet somewhere in your house,
correct,
and nobody could take a look at it. Today, it's available to government and hackers alike.
But you know, something very interesting is happening, and I've just found this out. And interesting that you bring this up, that on Wall Street today, the firms are coming back, and I was watching them as we were having our pre-production lunch.
Mm-hmm.
The firms are now going back to paper, which means many people are beginning to say, do not put my information online so I can access that data from the comfort of my home. And we're beginning to roll slowly back to that point where people are saying enough is enough. Because people are saying, I'm sitting on my tablet and I can have everything, my entire life in front of me in a moment's notice.
Yeah.
That's no longer, it's not necessary.
It isn't. I would agree. But
it never was.
But we like the fact that we can carry it with us. We're like the tortoise and the shell.
Yes.
Yeah, we're the tortoise, and the shell is our information that we carry with us.
And I don't think it's necessary. I never did. And my wife and I had this very same conversation about what we're going to be doing in the future. And I said to her, access to all of our accounts, which aren't many, but those that we don't want, we're not going to use every day, we don't have to have the convenience of being able to do it on a phone or being able to do it off the computer. And a lot of I've just learned this. As a matter of fact, a story is coming out in this Sunday's New York Times about this. Firms are coming back to Wall Street to do just that, to basically slow the process down and keep information off the cloud and out of the system.
Well, that's where it should be.
I agree.
Of it should be. But, you know, I mean, first of all, I mean, we are average citizens. Neither one of us have any, I don't have any secretive information.
No, I sure
don't. In fact, I mean, anybody could look at whatever anything that I have,
yes,
and say, oh, well, it's an average kind of guy.
That's it.
And just runs his household as best he possibly can.
Thank you very much.
Has a late payment here and didn't mean to and has paid. God, he's paid off his car loan. Isn't that
yes,
wonderful?
Yes, and the college loans are paid for.
Yeah.
But you know, but that's information that we as people should take care of, and I really do believe it's our responsibility to take care of our information, to make sure we know where it is, first of all, and don't just put it out there. People today just put it up there. I was with one young fellow, about 22 years old, looking for a job, and we were chit-chatting, and while I was there, he was looking at every bit of his life on his tablet.
Mm-hmm.
And I made no comment about it, but I thought, that's not a very smart thing to do. We were sitting in a cafe shop, so he's on the Wi-Fi. Does that make sense?
Public Wi-Fi.
Public Wi-Fi.
Oh, see, I would never open a single device in any public Wi-Fi.
I could not agree with you more. Absolutely.
Spot.
Absolutely.
You know,
and that has nothing to do with our age, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. It's got something to do with common sense.
No, because, I mean, I love technology.
Yeah,
so
I know you do. Yeah, but you're right there. And you realize that if it's reachable, someone will reach it. And if it's your private information that gets put out there and used,
and somebody thinks they can use that private information to their own aggrandizement, well, that's where it's wrong. Because some things
wrong.
You need, you want to keep private, even though it's not important.
Well, Roland, why don't you take us out of this segment since you opened it?
I could do that.
I like that idea.
You do?
I do.
Well, then I will tell you that we'll be back. We have a lot of interesting things to talk about in a minute.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn. Here's a surprising way to get promoted. Take notes.
This tip comes from Libby Kane, writing for the Daily Muse. She asked leaders why they give promotions. One thing they noted was taking notes.
Most people don't do this, so their bosses end up having to repeat the same instructions all over. It's frustrating.
So stand out by taking notes. Then you can jog your memory when it's time to get started.
But there's also another benefit. You can see the idea because it's right in front of you, on your paper or computer screen.
If something's not clear, you can ask a question right then rather than coming back later.
So remember, your boss will take note of you taking notes. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. What's the one thing people fear more than death, taxes, public speaking, and the dentist? Fear of failure. And humans go out of their way to avoid it. Here's the social science of it. Straight out of self-handicapping theory, fear of failure accounts for all the excuses people make because fear of failure equals fear of losing.
I'm a loser.
The next time you hear an employee say, I have a headache, or a student advise the dog gave my homework, or an athlete say the referee made a bad call, what they're really saying is, I think I might fail, so I'll handicap my performance in advance so you will not be so critical of me. What's the cheap psychological trick? Avoid excuses. They just announce loudly to sit back and watch because here comes a possible failure. Send me an email at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.